In tribute to Joe Vera's celebration of life. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On Monday, April 21, 2025, a celebration of life was held for Joe Vera, who passed away on April 16 of this year. The event took place at the McAllen Performing Arts Center, where hundreds of friends and family gathered to honor and remember a beloved, kind, and talented man. Vera's celebration of life included a heartfelt eulogy, a rosary, and a touching farewell parade at Oval Park. Roy Rodriguez, former McAllen city manager, shared a moving remembrance, reflecting on Joe's spiritual life and lasting influence. Roy began, "Good afternoon, everyone. John chapter 14 reads, 'Let not your hearts be troubled.' Then Jesus further tells us, 'I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you myself that I'm there. You may also be.' I want to thank Vera's beautiful family for allowing me to say a few words. When I was first asked to speak here today, the first thing that came to mind was, 'God, help me get through it. But with Joe's help, I will.'" Roy spoke of Joe's unmatched creativity and perfectionism. He had a knack for coming up with ideas that seemed unachievable and yet achieved them all. There was nothing Joe couldn't do, and when there was, he'd ask me to do it. But then, just like Joe would do, he would tell me, "Why are you doing it that way? That's not gonna work. Let me do it." He shared personal and humorous anecdotes about Joe's professional style and unwavering faith. Joe was also a very spiritual man. As many of you know, he was an altar server in his young life. In part, I truly believe that was one of the things that brought us together, because he knew that my life revolved around my faith, just like his. Reflecting on Joe's legacy and his contributions to the city, Roy concluded with a passage Joe displayed on his desk. "The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who strives valiantly, who errs, who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly." John David Franz, former mayor of Hidalgo, Texas, followed with heartfelt words. "Good afternoon. We've all heard some version of 'you never really appreciate someone until you've walked in their shoes, and then they are gone.' And in this case, it hits home. Never imagined that I'd be here this day, this afternoon, talking to people about Joe Vera. Just never dreamed it." He extended his condolences to Alma, Trisha, Homer, and the entire Vera family. Franz spoke warmly about Joe's loving devotion to his wife Alma, his children, and his grandchildren. "He deeply loved his wife Alma. It was evident to those who knew the couple that their union was special. Joe loved Alma." He added, "He was so proud of those kids. Ryan and Raina, especially Ryan, who shared the same birthday with Joe." He highlighted Joe's extensive community contributions in Hidalgo, such as founding Border Fest, helping build Sacred Heart Catholic Church, and conceiving transformative civic projects, including the Dodge Arena. He was a visionary, and he made it his mission to put Hidalgo on the map for positive reasons. Franz also shared touching memories of Joe's resilience, humility, and dedication to public service. "Joe never lived in Hidalgo, but he sure cared for every part of it and every person in it, just like if he had lived there all his life." Isaac Tawil, McAllen city manager, read a letter from the International Festivals and Events Association, IFEA, Asia. "Joe Vera lived a life of integrity, dedication, and warmth. He was a role model to all of us, always putting others before himself. His contributions to the festival industry were remarkable. He played a key role in building a bridge between Korea and the great state of Texas. Though we can no longer see him, his spirit lives in our hearts." Following this, U.S. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz presented a U.S. flag flown over the Capitol in Joe's honor to his family. "Today I have the privilege to give this flag, flown in Washington, D.C. in his honor, and the certificate, in thanks and thanksgiving for the time he spent with us here in McAllen, Texas." Mr. Tawil then offered his remarks. "I met Joe for the first time 26 years ago. He treated me that day with the utmost professionalism and courtesy. I never dreamed I would have the honor and privilege to work for and with Joe years later." Tawil spoke of Joe's vision and legacy. "Joe's vision wasn't about reality, it was about possibilities. Joe lived by the principle to leave it better than you found it." Tawil honored Joe's mantra, "We're all in the same boat," using it as a recurring theme to illustrate Joe's inclusive spirit and leadership style. He recalled Joe's favorite sayings like, if they pay you a nickel, give them a quarter, and go big or go home. He admiringly reflected, Joe was never too bashful to elevate those who deserve recognition into the spotlight, always satisfied to relish in the joy of accomplishment in the background. Tawil concluded, Joe was officially recognized on the world stage. One of Joe's proudest moments came in 2025 as he assumed his place as the World Board Chair of the International Festivals and Events Association. His arrival there marked the accomplishments of his life's dream for us, the greatest gift he could give us, world recognition. As the formal tributes concluded, attendees were asked to remain seated for the rosary. A moment of spiritual reflection began as family and friends came together in reverent prayer to honor Joe Vera's life and soul.